Hello and welcome to Soul Aligned CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Mori. And on today's episode, it is a solo episode, number 25. Wow, this is such a milestone. I started the podcast last fall with a vision of doing two things. One, sharing the stories of entrepreneurs from all around the world who are really pursuing their passions in businesses, and two, to really share insight and information about being soul aligned. So thank you for your support, and I really am excited about today's episode. I'm going to talk about something that's really a foundation of my life. And that's this concept of, are we human doing or human being? And of course, you know, everyone will say, well, we're human beings, but have we gotten ourselves into a cycle or a loop of being human doings? So let's talk about what I mean by that. And so we can get into that cycle of doing, go, 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 do, 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 literally from the moment that we wake up in the morning and open our eyes. You have a checklist, you have somewhere you need to be, and there's just a constant motion forward. Now, I do want to say there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm just merely in this episode wanting to start a dialogue and have an observation about if that constant doing is perhaps taking away from being able to be and be a human being. So what are some of the reasons why we get ourselves in this loop of doing? And so I asked on the podcast Instagram page, and I got a lot of really great responses. Someone said that it's an automatic, you know, it's just something that we're kind of programmed to do, like go to school, go to work, go to the store, get the errands done, do the tasks, go, go, go. Like that's just human nature, or is it? Some said that we're in a mode of constantly doing, almost in a survival mode, because we need to earn an income, we need to make money, we need to be able to provide. And so the constant doing is kind of a means to an end in our mind. And so we need to make that money, or we won't be able to pay our rent, or we won't be able to have the food or the things that we need. So we're constantly in a space of working, which is doing. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm merely wanting to point out kind of the nuances here. Some of the other things that people said is that you are in a constant state of doing to fill time, because what else is there if we're not constantly doing something? Screens, I think, play a lot into that. A few people said that screen time is a distraction and kind of gets us in this loop of kind of doing something that's like almost monotonous, but we're doing it. And again, it's kind of the autopilot and filling time. So there's many reasons why we tend to be in today's society in this constant cycle of doing. I want to share a little bit about my own story of where I really got to a point in my life where I realized that that was my complete existence was solely based on how much I was doing, what was I accomplishing. And I operated in that mindset or that way for decades, really. Especially being business owners, I think this is something that we all should be mindful of. I was just a hard worker, right? I just gave it my all. 110% all the time, you know, until you get to a point where you're just doing. And whether the doing is working or, you know, volunteering or hobbies, and, you know, it can be things that you enjoy. And in no way am I trying to infer that the doing is miserable. Again, I just want us to take a step back for a second and really look at like how it is that way of being or a way of doing. And so in my life, I really hit a point probably about 6 years ago where I couldn't do anymore, for a lack of a better way to describe it. I kind of hit a wall where my body was just telling me, hey, you need to slow down. And we're going to talk about recognizing those signs because I think it's really important. So I got to the point where I was just go, 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 do, 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 traveling for my business, constantly working, constantly thinking, and really never resting, because even when I was sleeping, I feel like I was always thinking, and I would wake up almost instantaneously doing. And so a lot of my journey over the last 5 or 6 years has been kind of rewiring my brain and understanding, you know, my tendencies to do. And for me, it kind of falls into that bucket of filling time. Like having empty time seems strange to me, or it used to. So let's talk about recognizing the signs that your body may show you when you might be kind of in an overdoing. Like we all know that phrase, like you can kind of overdo it. And in, you know, in no way is this medical advice, but there's kind of obvious things that your body will tell you if we are observant enough. It can be just simply exhaustion, where you just feel extremely fatigued and tired all the time, but you keep pushing through, right? Because that's what we're to do, you know, and it almost becomes like survival of the fittest and some sort of weird competition where, you know, hey, you know, I operated on this amount of sleep and I keep going and I worked this amount of hours, and it's some sort of weird championship that nobody really wanted to sign up for, but yet a lot of us, you know, through different periods of our lives and depending on what our profession is, you know, got enrolled in this very strange competition of pushing yourself to this extreme exhaustion in order to what, really? Now, in my case, you know, I was even working for myself. So it's not like I had, you know, a boss or a company or somebody telling me that I had to do this. I was like very much voluntarily enrolling myself in this perpetuating of this exhaustion. So I think exhaustion is a key sign that you might be in this mode of like doing. Aches and pains in your body, restlessness, you know, your body speaks to you. And so one thing that I have learned is to really recognize any early indications that my body is giving me, any tension, any sort of pain or exhaustion. I kind of then stop and think about, you know, what have I been participating in, and have I been in a space of constantly doing, or am I allowing myself to be? So let's talk about the difference then, because I think it's pretty clear what being kind of a human doing is in constant motion, constant doing. But what do I really mean by a human being? Being in the sense of being like present, being here in this moment. And many great philosophers, past and present, speak about this quite often. One of my favorites, Eckhart Tolle, especially in his book, The Power of Now, he speaks a lot to quieting the mind and really becoming aware of that voice in your head. And it's a lot easier said than done. Now, I know many of you listening to the podcast most likely meditate, you know, and practice some sort of meditation. And that activity is fantastic because it's an intentional activity where you are purposefully like slowing down and quieting your mind. And so I think that that's fantastic. And I think that that is where many of us are as far as what we're able to contribute to this sense of being present. Now, over the last few years, I've taken it a step further because I wanted to fully understand, you know, what Eckhart and others in that particular genre of philosophy and kind of self-awareness are speaking to as far as being completely present. Like, what does that mean? You know, we all have kind of that constant dialogue in our minds, right? And I think when you become aware of it, that's the first step. So what I try to do when I first wake up in the morning, you know, you awaken and you open your eyes. And this takes a little bit of practice, actually, because your first thought can be, what time is it? Right? Like, did I oversleep? Can I sleep a little bit more? But what if in that first moment you open your eyes and there's no thought and you just be? So that's where I started. And I got into this practice of in the morning for those first few seconds, just being before I then proceeded on to what time is it? And I need to take a shower. And what am I going to have for breakfast? And when's my first meeting? Before I started playing out the schedule of what I needed to be doing. Okay. And so a big piece that I've realized is letting go of my perception of myself and that I need to be doing. And for me, I really had to look at my past because anything that is habitual is coming from repeated actions that you're doing over the course of any span of your life. And so my constant doing and kind of having to be doing something, you know, where was that coming from? And so I took a look at that and really sat with like, what was this need to be constantly doing? And what would it be like if I had empty time and more than a weekend? And so I was able to really drop in and experiment a little bit with this concept of, you know, what if I'm just being? What does that mean? And so the hardest part for me was letting go of the preconceived notions of, well, who am I if I'm not constantly doing something, if I'm not constantly working or achieving? What are the results? Like, what am I giving, you know, as a contribution to the world? And so that was the most challenging part for me, is really examining who am I if I'm not constantly doing something. So that's one thing that I suggest. And so after you kind of get into this awareness of, you know, just knowing what your body's telling you, and then you have a state of mind where you are present, you know, to the thoughts that are occurring. And then you kind of have the opportunity to look at where is it coming from in your life where you feel like you need to be constantly doing? And again, nothing wrong with that, but I see a lot of burnout and I see a lot of exhaustion. And I see many on similar paths that I experienced. And so that's why I'm sharing this and having this conversation. So once you kind of take a look at and are okay with, you know, who am I if I'm not constantly doing, then you can really play with this concept of being. And it's a matter of differentiating yourself from your mind. And that concept can be a little bit strange because, you know, we're conscious, right? We're thinking. You can be conscious and not be thinking. And so that is something that takes a little bit to master. And so I have some tips that I have used that I want to suggest if you are interested in just kind of experimenting with this a little bit. So the first one is, you know, any sort of day-to-day mundane task that you do repetitively. So I spoke of the fact that when you first wake up in the morning, well, that's something that we're very blessed to wake up every day and have the opportunity to have a new day. And so in those first few seconds, instead of going into that doing mode, let yourself be. You know, and whether it's 5 seconds, 20 seconds, a minute, like let yourself be and just lay there. There's nothing that you need to think about. You can look around, you can take a deep breath and just allow yourself to be in that moment. That's a really good starting point. Other things that you're doing throughout the day that are common tasks, like washing your hands, or brushing your teeth, anything with water, washing your face. So anytime that you are engaged with water on your body, it's a really great time to just be and feel the sensations. So one really great tip that I have, anytime you want to kind of drop into a space of being and less like thinking and doing, is to really get yourself back to a place where you are experiencing all of your senses. And so washing your hands, washing your face, brushing your teeth, anything with water is just a really great signal to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to be in this moment or a few moments. And what does it feel like when I am touching the water? Like, how does that physically feel? What's the temperature? You know, can I smell the water? You know, what is that sensation? And so, yes, you're thinking about those things, but it's less of like thinking, oh, I need to be washing my hands right now. It's being present to the experience of, yes, I'm washing my hands right now. Other things throughout the day, nice kind of trigger points that I look at are anytime you walk through a door or down the stairs. So as you are exiting one room and entering another room, can you in that 10 to 15, 30 seconds be in this state of you're just being, like you're walking through the doorway? And yes, that's you're doing something. So this is where the nuance of this gets a little bit tricky. But what I'm trying to start the conversation and help everyone to recognize is the doing is kind of the incessant doing, like the constant tasks that you're doing versus the mundane doing of like walking through a door, walking down the stairs, washing your hands. If you can, in those moments, start to train yourself to really be and just be present to that action, it's a really great practice to kind of then expand on. So once you kind of get through, you know, experiencing being those first few seconds in the morning, being through mundane tasks, the third suggestion that I would give is really to be aware of your thoughts when you're doing anything. And so now we've progressed from, you know, just basic everyday actions to now you're actually physically doing something. Like maybe you're driving somewhere or you're doing yard work or you're doing the laundry or you're doing something that you need to for your family. You know, so when you get into those kind of medium level tasks, can you in those moments remind yourself to, instead of thinking so much about what's next and what are you doing, can you be present with your thoughts and kind of almost turn down the incessant chatter that's going through your mind? Either you're making your grocery list or what errands need to be run or whatever it is, like, can you turn that down in those medium tasks? And so that would be like the natural progression. And that's what I have really worked on, you know, over the last few years, is to get myself to a point where I can be and be still and be physically doing nothing and be present. And then I can be doing everyday common things and be still and not be so focused on the doing, and then kind of medium tasks. And then it's just a natural progression. Now, why would you want to do this? Some of you might be asking, you know, you, like I said, maybe you're fine just constantly going, doing, you don't get tired. You don't have any, you know, other symptoms or signs, you know, that you would potentially want to slow down, then there's no reason to. This whole conversation is to just ignite the question. And I will say, just from my own experience, slowing down and removing so much doing from my life and replacing it more with being has been absolutely fulfilling, and in a way that I could never have imagined. A lot of my journey here, living near the ocean and really healing, I contribute so much to being. And a lot of what I would do each day is just simply go outside. And some days I would walk at the beach. Some days I would walk in my backyard. Some days I would sit and I would just be. And it has been remarkable for me to be in that practice of being, because it's almost allowed me to be in this space where I'm in almost a moving meditation through most of my day. Now, I'm not going to pretend that I'm perfect. I still, you know, completely operate in the matrix. I run a business. I interact with clients. I'm doing things all day, but I have an awareness now of, am I just in a doing mode or am I being? And that's really changed everything for me. And again, you know, imagine what your day is like if you layer in just a little bit more of being and being present and time in a way. I think my biggest observation is about time, because this whole concept, you know, of minutes and hours and days and weeks and months, it's all relative. And for me, time has really become less of an object that I'm constantly consumed with. It becomes more of like a matter of fact, like, oh, it's 2 o'clock or it's 7 o'clock. And it's less of a go, go, go. I have to be doing this. And I'm able to just be here. And I will tell you, it's been the most extraordinary experience. And that's why I'm so excited to start these types of conversations and these dialogues, in case this is something that you're interested in too. So I hope you found this episode interesting. Again, I just wanted to start the conversation about, are we human doings or are we human beings? And just imagine, you know, how things might feel if you have an awareness of that. And just for a moment, you know, slow down every day. Start there. So I hope that you have found this episode informative and insightful. And until next time, I wish you much peace, love, and joy as you pursue being soul aligned.